Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Retirement. Retirement is a big, big transition. It's a big transition, and it can be really hard on people financially, socially. It can be really hard on relationships, right? Amy Dupree is the founder and chief executive of Life Transitions, a Toronto-based consulting firm. She is here now to talk about tips for keeping your marriage together during this life stage, during this time of your life. Hello, Amy.
Hello, Bruce.
This is both not a financial topic and completely a financial topic because divorce is so expensive. So if you're retired, it behooves you to stay in that marriage for as long as you can, if only because you don't want the financial consequences of divorce. How common is it for couples in their retirement years to say, I am D-O-N-E?
Well, it is common, but the other thing, Bruce, that I think is more important than just how many people are breaking up is how many people are staying together but aren't as happy as they could be. Let's talk right. about that too, right?
Uh-huh. What is the source of the discontent? If you were to oversimplify, I'm sure there's many, many different variables, mm-hmm. but if you were to oversimplify, what would you say it is?
I would say it is a lack of communication is a big part of this. And that covers a big thing. And what I mean is a lack of communication about how we each want to live in retirement. What's your ideal retirement? What's my ideal retirement? How much time do we want to spend together versus how much time do we want to spend apart from each other? What does that look like? So I could keep going on, but these are some of the topics that people don't think to talk about.
And it is rare that two people in a couple will retire on the very same day. I mean, yeah. like it just very, very rare. So you've probably got someone who's a year ahead, maybe 10 years ahead. How does that play into it?
Well, or 20 years ahead, right? Because yeah. lots of people are married to people significantly older. So here's one of the ways that plays in. Let's say you're the person who retires first. And your spouse is still working, and then they kind of, without having a conversation, and either of you, they decide that since you're now home, you're going to do all of the household tasks because you're home. And you're like, wait a minute, but I'm retired. I chose to retire, not to suddenly come home and take care of everything. So you can see again where there's this lack of communication can get in the midst of all of this.
And I
so that's one of the issues.
I can see too the person who is not retired having perhaps an overinflated view about the decisions they get to make financially.
Yep, overinflated view of that, and also expectations that they've never shared, not just about the money, but about their lives too.
I'm
and
so
then,
not
and
looking
then, can
forward
I flip
to my
that, Bruce?
Yes, of course, please.
The flip on that is now I'm the one home and I want to go travel and you're still working and you're not really that happy that I'm kind of planning my trips and wanting to go travel, or I feel held back because you're continuing to work and I don't get to have the kind of retirement I want. So you can see it can play out all sorts of ways.
I'm already predicting how annoyed I'm going to be if my husband sleeps in later than me when he's retired. Like, I'm just going to come and get a glass of cold water and dump it on his head. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Get out of bed. So in a perfect world in which Amy gets to determine the time that the sun rises and sets, what would this conversation include? And when would it occur? So couples in the super dreamy, oh my gosh, rainbows and uniforms, unicorns, perfect way of approaching this life transition, when would the conversation occur and what would it include?
Well, first of all, I see it as a set of evolving conversations. Mm. So it's not a one and done. This is one, because you know, as we move closer into retirement and even in our first few years, you know, you learn things and you shift and you change. So you have to keep the conversation going. But as to when, I think as you're making your financial retirement plans in the last 5 to 7 years before you're going to actually go into retirement, start the conversations. And some of them are around, again, the things I've said, you know, what's your vision of a fabulous retirement? Like if mine is, we're going to travel internationally for the first 3 years and do lots of that. And yours is, this is my time to finally kick back and sleep in, and maybe we'll do a trip or two. we need to get on the same page about what that means for us, right?
What do you notice about how often couples need to recalibrate? So they have this conversation in theory, because that's what they think they want. Right. And then here it is in reality. You're a couple of years in, you think, I don't like this. I know we're doing exactly what we said, and this isn't working for me.
And you're totally right about this, because it's all theoretical until you get into it, right? And it's like everything else we do in our lives. Until you're actually experiencing it, you're just projecting forward. And then that's why I say it's evolving conversation. Because it's like, okay, I say to people, you probably want to have these conversations every 3 to 6 months for a while, just to kind of check in and say, where are you on this now? Where am I on this now? Now that we're actually living it, what does it feel like?
Couples are not great talking about money at any time.
No,
but in retirement, one of the dynamics that's a little bit different is income is now fixed. Even if it is high, it is fixed. There's no variable nature here. How do you ensure that that conversation happens in a way that both humans are able to communicate freely about something that is so, so touchy?
Yeah. And this is sometimes where it's great, you know, if they're working with a financial professional, financial professionals can be really helpful in these conversations in getting couples talking about where things are. I work a lot with financial professionals, so I know this. And it's the idea of, if you can't do it alone, don't let that stop you from having the conversation. Do it with a third party in the room, right? Whether it is the financial professional or a life coach or a counselor, because financial conversations are too important to ignore. I know you feel that way, Bruce.
I do. It's a very core value of mine. How do you start the conversation? Because I mean, we can go through here are the things to talk about. In some couples, just putting this on the table is going to be a big, big step.
One of the things is you have to kind of know your partner in this about, are they better if you give them lots of warning? Like, you know, I've been thinking about this and I think it would really be great if we could plan to have a conversation about how we both see the money in retirement and how we see how we're going to spend it and how we're not going to spend it. What does that look like? What's our lifestyle going to be like? Can we plan to have that conversation? And I say that because sometimes if you're like me, I could have a conversation in the spur of the moment, but that can absolutely overwhelm some people who need that time to think about it and plan for it. Then set the time to have it. And I always say a small conversation that goes well is much better than a conversation that covers too much territory and then it falls apart. So try to keep the conversation targeted and small. So maybe you're going to talk about what's it going to be like in our first year in retirement or first 6 months in retirement. When do we have to come back and look at it again together? But I think this is something that you can't ignore and you can't just say, well, you know, we're going to be okay. You have to talk about it.
What's an indicator for you that you would offer our listeners as being an indicator that would point to a situation that is acute? That is, we need to call a professional here. So if we put it in a health context, if you've got an elevated heart rate or you are feeling dizzy or you're, you know, XYZ, you know that you got to go see the doctor, that here's some symptoms that you know you need to go to see the doctor.
Yeah.
What are some symptoms in a relationship for a couple in retirement that you'd say, you need a third party here? You need to amp up the intervention because what you're doing is going to be insufficient and you're headed down a troubling path.
I would say if you are harboring resentment on a regular basis, you feel filled with resentment about whatever the situation is, you're not getting to live the life you want, you're partner or spouse isn't behaving as you would like them to do in retirement and you're kind of seething with resentment. And if you're harboring fantasies about leaving, you know, lots of couples before they leave start kind of making my life would be better if I were not in this relationship sort of
fantasy.
Surely
most people have those like every once in a while, especially with George Clooney's on the television or movie screen. Come on. But you're like talking like more than once a week recurring.
Well, I think if you're having a fantasy once a week about leaving your relationship, you probably need to go chat.
Okay. I'm not, for the record. Yeah. I'm not.
Okay, Bruce, are you trying to tell me something? Do we need to talk after this?
Yeah. No. Fascinating.
No, but you know, occasional, of course, we all have an occasional, but if that's recurring, go talk to somebody and get it out in the open and have the conversations.
Amy, thank you for your time and insight.
Thank you, Bruce. A pleasure to be your guest.
Amy Dupree is the CEO of Life Transitions, which is a Toronto-based consulting firm. And we were talking about some of the conversations that couples really, really need to have. I mean, sure, they need to have them through the entire gestation of their relationship, but in retirement in particular, the game changes when one or the other of you or both of you are no longer working the job.